after several months of the theater being dark, we did get permission from the health department to perform outdoors. And that is key to being outside, of course, is just exponentially safer. So we have permission to perform down at the amphitheater, which is here in the park. Also the Playhouse deck, which is attached to the building. So for the most part, we plan to be at the amphitheater. The deck is part of the rain plan. Should there be rain during any of the performances, all the sets and all the things are designed so that we can quickly move if we need to. Now, if there's a thunderstorm or anything like that, we'll have to just cancel that performance. But as long as it's just rain, we can get everybody up on the deck and everybody will be undercover and we can still distance and that'll all be fine. We are following a lot of guidelines to try to keep everybody safe. All of the cast and crews who are working on these shows are masked all during rehearsal. They will not be during performances, but anytime they're not actually on the stage, they will be. We'll be taking temperatures of all the cast and the crew and the patrons. We are strongly recommending masks for patrons. We are limited to 50 patrons per performance. So if you've seen that amphitheater or been down there, you can feel safe about that. There's plenty of room down there to be able to distance 50 people. So we feel really good about that. We're just trying to take every precaution. We want people to feel safe about coming out. We want to do it right. We want to be able to continue to do this. So we're being really careful, and so far everything has just gone really well. It's gone fast. We found out that we had gotten permission and were able to perform, and we know that bad weather is coming eventually. So we were trying to just take advantage of as much of the time as we could. So we've scheduled things every weekend, starting this weekend through Halloween.
So there's a lot of trust involved among the actors, I would imagine, because they're not going to really be able to socially distance from each other during performances, and they can't wear masks because you can't really understand what they say. So were there any discussions of that, or was it just kind of implied that we're all kind of in this same wagon?
No, there were a lot of discussions about that, and that is an excellent question and an excellent point. Yeah, we talked about it a lot as we began to put this together. The directors were given the instruction to, when they were thinking about their blocking, to do that as distant as we could. And that was also one of the big things that went into show selection. That was huge. A couple of the guidelines involved shows that had small casts. So that was really the main thing we looked at first. Things that didn't really require a lot of set, small shows in that sense. We talked about it a lot. We're going to have masks. We're going to distance you as much as we can as performers. We're going to really rethink what we do because we don't often, never, we never block a show thinking, how can I distance these performers from each other? So it was very intentional. The show selection was very intentional with all of those things in mind. And then we tried to also, we wanted to just choose things that would appeal to a wide audience. We have a chance now being out in the park where people are gonna kind of see what we do. Folks that maybe have never been in the theater are gonna see what we do. We're opening this weekend with Commedia Pinocchio, which is a family. All the shows are family friendly, but this one particularly, I think would be something that families would enjoy. And then we're following that with Always Patsy Cline, which is a two actor. There's two actors in that show. We're going to run that one for 2 weekends. And then we're doing a really fun show called The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged. It's a high comedy, a lot of energy, a lot, but it's only three actors. They just play a whole lot of different characters. So three actors are able to distance. And it's very funny. It's very physical. It's very big, and can fill that outdoor space, which is something else we were looking for. And then we followed that up with another kid show called The Rainbow Fish, which is based on a series of kids' books. And it's just delightful. Again, a small cast. And then we'll wrap everything up. We're going to do 2 weekends of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, which will cover that Halloween weekend. And we got some really cool, different kind of things that we could never do in the theater that we're going to be able to do outside. So I think that's a great, just a variety of shows. I mean, everybody could come see all of them and be completely comfortable and completely entertained. But we did try to choose things that we thought would appeal to, you know, different age groups and whatever.
It's an appealing lineup for an audience, but it's also an appealing lineup for a performer. I can imagine that some of these roles were probably pretty sought after.
Well, that was one of the things that we did that was different. We did not hold auditions for these shows. A couple of reasons. One was because we did move really quickly. We started, the first show has only had 3 weeks to put the whole show together, and they've done it, and it's fabulous. But they've pushed hard, and they've gone long hours. And so we knew that we were going to have to move really quickly. And then the other thing is that just added a whole layer of what does that look like? How do you distance people at an audition? Do you audition people one at a time? What did that look like? It added complication, and also just something we didn't really have time to address. And that was not part of the plan that we had submitted to be, for them to, you know, to tell us that we could do. So each director just kind of for their show pulled folks that they thought were up for learning things really quickly. And then just abiding by all the guidelines and things. So that's been really different.
For theater, it's almost a movie approach to creating something, because you're actually deciding what you want to put on based at least in part by people that you think can play certain roles.
Exactly. Yeah. So we just trusted these directors. They're directors we've worked with in the past. So we kind of knew, you know, who would be comfortable where, and we just trusted them to pull the folks that they needed, cast and crew, to make it happen and make it happen quickly and make it happen well. You know, we want this to be a very positive thing, and we want the theater needs this. You know, it's been scary days here. So it's really important. So we're trying to get it right.
Well, Lisa, what else would you like listeners to know?
If you want to kind of review those dates, and it's all a little bit confusing. Each show sort of has its own schedule. So all of that information is on the website, which is playhousemurray.org. It's on the Facebook page in several places. We are taking reservations. So you reserve your spot and then you pay at the gate when you get here. But we do need you to reserve ahead just so that we can figure out seating and distancing and those things. So you can call the theater, you can shoot me an email, and all that information is on the website and the Facebook page. Tickets are $10 each. We would love for you to join us. Lots of folks have been so good about checking in on us during these past months, and I think everybody's anxious about getting to do theater and getting to see theater again. So we're excited, and we do feel like they'll probably fill up. So I would go ahead and get those reservations made.